Always good to catch up with the premier Yahoo News and sports contributor in Atlanta. His name is Rick Limpert, and you can follow him on Twitter. Rick Roswell is the handle. From an undisclosed location today, it was a little difficult to get a hold of you this morning. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing good, Sully. I've been out doing a little big box retail shopping, if you can believe that, looking for a few items here leading up to the 4th of July.
Are you tackling this task solo, or do you have some help? I usually need help when I'm doing the big box stuff.
No, I had a meeting myself, so I'm down here myself. I find I can cover more ground myself. So this is I'm making good time down here.
Yes, you do have some of those cowboy attributes, Rick. Part of your charm. And what's that?
I said I'm always willing to take a chance.
And speaking of cowboy, we are going to go down to the Lone Star State and talk about your recent experience in Texas, where you got to spend a little time at the Omni Barton Creek Resort and Spa. That's a mouthful for a really fantastic facility, and I know you enjoyed it.
Yeah, a grand reopening, Sully, of a resort that's been around for over 30 years, and just a big refresh of the property, $150 million in changes to it. I had never been before, although I'd been to Austin before, but this is a great resort set in the Texas Hill Country. I don't know, a lot of people don't know that Texas has a hill country, and this is just great views of it and a lot going on at this resort, and was proud to be there at the re-grand opening of it.
Well, Austin itself, I have heard nothing but good things about it, an incredible scene on many different fronts, art and music. But, of course, hospitality is front and center in a lot of parts of Texas, and you got to see it. And $150 million was spent on this renovation and expansion. What really stood out to you about it?
Just in general, what really stood out was the attention to detail. So people that know, I've done work for Omni Hotels in the past. I've visited a lot of the Omni properties, and there's little subtle details there for the guests that a lot of other hotel chains may gloss over or don't really put any thought into. But for the people that really that travel a lot, business travelers, people who travel in groups, weddings, big events, those little things really are appreciated.
And I know you are always paying attention to the new stuff that's happening in this space, and it seems like the withdrawal of face-to-face interaction with people in checking in and stuff is at least being reduced a lot. Did you notice that in the lobby and checking in procedure?
Well, I've noticed that at some resorts, but not here. Actually, a person did check you in, Sully, a real live person. I answered your questions. A lot of great artwork in the lobby, just a really welcoming lobby that you check into. And it was hot in Austin, of course, but the lobby was very comfortable. Ceiling to floor windows overlooking the hill country. And just, again, attention to detail, pieces of artwork that are represent the area, just a lot of things to look at, and a really enjoyable check-in process.
493 freshly designed guest rooms and suites. How did they stack up? Were they as new and what you expected? Did they deliver?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, very comfortable. They had the air conditioning set very cool when I checked in, which I like. I don't know how they knew that. But the rooms are laid out. They don't feel like a hotel room. They really, again, attention to detail. They feel like a small apartment, something maybe you'd have in New York or a big city as an apartment. So, again, great views, modern bathrooms. You know, Sully, I go around looking at the number of outlets for plugging in all my devices to recharge. They had that. And, again, they have saving with the environment and light conservation. So you have to put your room key in the little slot to have the lights turn on in the room. So when you leave, you take your room key with, so the lights won't stay on. They'll go off when you leave. So, again, eco-conscious thinking ahead there by Omni.
A lot of hotels doing that, too, and it saves them on the power bill, and they can pass that savings along to their customers. How about this rooftop pool and some of the amenities at this resort?
Well, yeah, they have a bunch of new pools at the resort, of course. So they have in the general pool area three kind of stacked pools that people use. You can hang out in the pool and look at the golf course as the golfers are coming on the 18th hole if you want. And then the spa, very comfortable spa, kind of simple, but again, very effective. They have a great rooftop pool. that you can use, and you get a great view of the whole property from that as well, too. So lots of views of the great area. That's you can tell that's a point of emphasis as the thought went into the grand opening and the renovation of the property.
And probably the area that you were most interested to see is this new tennis facility that they had. For people who are listening to you for the first time here, you're a big tennis and golf fan, but tennis is definitely a passion of yours. You love the sport. What did you think of what they did in terms of the tennis facility?
Are you saying I'm a tennis center critic?
I don't know. You know a lot about the sport. You're passionate about it. You're an ambassador for it. You're deeply involved in it. I don't know. I think you love it as an art. I think tennis has a really good friend in you.
Yeah, a great facility. There are 10 lighted courts, so you can play even at night when the temperatures get a little cooler. I think that's key in an area like that. But they look beautiful. They were giving free clinics to a lot of the media and people that were in attendance. So they're proud of their tennis facility. It's part of a country club there as well. They have their own tennis professional that manages and runs the facility. So you know that Omni puts a lot of emphasis on tennis and golf at a lot of their resorts. This is no exception, and that's just the tennis center. The golf courses are beautiful as well.
Yeah, the golf courses here, I noticed that you wrote the courses can be played by golfers of all levels. Rick, can it be played by somebody of my level? I look so awkward with a golf club in my hand. Am I welcome on this golf course?
You're more than welcome. So I'd like to get you out there, and I think you would improve. So I had a little golf lesson with one of the professionals there. He was excellent, and just checking out all the courses there. Again, that's so key now with promoting golf as a sport for the entire family, as a lifetime sport. You have to have courses that can adapt to depending on what level you are. If you're in your own group, so if you have a foursome, there may be a beginner, and you may have a couple advanced golfers in the same group. So it's important that a course can be played by all levels.
And I'm looking at the photo here in the show notes. Is this one of yours? This is a stellar photograph, Rick. Please tell me that you took this.
No, when you're media at some of these places, they provide you with stock pictures that actually look good of the facility. And even though I have a new camera, I didn't bring it along because I didn't want to tote something else along. But I have my phone, and sometimes I can get some good pictures, but I'd rather rely on the resort when they get professionals out there to get the best shots possible.
What else did you get to do in the city of Austin, Rick? I have lived next to 50 years and have never been to Austin, Texas. I really would like to go. Did you get to experience any other parts of the city?
Yeah, I've been to Austin before. You would like Austin, Sully. Very vibrant. Not a lot of old architecture in the city. Maybe you got the state capitol that's there. A lot of barbecue places, a big music scene, of course. I've got to see some of the local bands that were performing at the resort. And, you know, Austin just is a growing, hip, vibrant community, maybe like Atlanta was, Sully, 15, 20 years ago. I don't even know if that's possible. Austin's kind of a city of its unto itself, but a lot going on. You can definitely fill up a vacation or a trip going to Austin.
Some good food down there as well. I know you got to enjoy some of that.
Beef, steak, Sully, barbecues in Austin. That's pretty much served every meal, including you get the choice of great meats at breakfast time.
And mac and cheese is a bona fide side. That's my kind of eat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You would definitely like the food scene, Sully. And a lot of food trucks. That's what kind of the food truck scene really took off in this country, a city like Austin.
Well, the food truck scene is great because it's really the small business scene in many ways.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's a lot of the food trucks they emphasize. A lot of the places that started as food trucks in Austin grew into your brick-and-mortar restaurants, too. So love seeing that type of progress happen.
Well, I am glad that you were able to step away into the alcove of the undisclosed location where you are today to talk a little bit about this. Hope folks can check out the Omni Barton Creek Resort and Spa if they're ever in Austin. Hope they give you a follow on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle, and always good to catch up with you, my man.
Likewise, Sully. I'll put all the links to everything in the show notes, and it was a great trip. Thanks to the Omni people for a good hospitality, and thanks to you, Sully, for putting up with me for all these years.
Always.
Thanks, Sully.